I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Howdy, howdy, folks. Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. I'm your host, Matt King, joined with my co-host, Mike Sheffer. And today we are joined with the one and only Zach Justice.
No, you there's probably two of me.
Two?
Yeah.
There's two of you today.
Could be.
The little Jekyll and Hyde?
Yeah. There's probably someone else named Zach Justice, I think is what he's saying.
I think I've developed schizophrenia recently.
That's quite a name. Zach Justice sounds like a comic book character. Like, this is Zach Justice.
My dad was in the military. At one point, he was Captain Justice, which I think is
whoa.
Pretty
cool.
I mean, not a big deal. Not a big deal. I did get a lot of wows, so I do feel good about it. But yeah, that's who he was.
Very cool. Your aura ring.
Uh-oh.
Let's put that back
that
down.
That would have been terrible.
I'm going to get comfortable. Is that okay?
We both have really like pretty like noble like last names. You're Justice. I'm King.
Yeah.
Mike's over here. Sheffer. Oh, well, my gosh. I just had the worst spill. Do not tell my fiance.
You're more of a monarchy. Oh, my goodness. We should probably take care of that.
Yeah. It is a really expensive rug.
That is also the most liquid I've ever seen on a rug. And I've seen several spills. I was 4 at one point.
All right. Huh?
I was 4 years old at one point, and I would see multiple spills a day by myself, and that is the biggest spill I've ever seen.
You remember
that's legitimately
spilling things as a child?
Not that much.
Matt brought one napkin to clean up a gallon's worth of water.
Noah could have parted
what
that.
What else should I have gotten?
I mean, maybe a little bit more.
Okay, fine.
What time is she home?
She's here.
Oh, gosh.
We can catch up, though. Zach, you had a birthday recently?
Allegedly.
The big 21?
Big 21.
The big 21,
I finally drink. It's weird. It's weird, though. I don't have an inkling to drink, but at least I can legally do it.
Yeah, you don't drink alcohol, right?
No, is that okay?
I'm fine with it. I support it. Okay. I've done my own couple stints.
You are missing out, man.
Yeah.
It is so much fun.
What is it? What are the benefits?
Socially?
Yeah.
Oh, you're a little less socially anxious.
I got you. Well, that is the one plus that I feel like I've developed is I never had social anxiety. Which has been decently, mildly, wonderfully nice, because I understand a lot of people suffer from it. But
do you have any other forms of anxiety, if not social?
Not that I can call attention to at this current time. I don't think so.
Wait, hold the phone. You just turned 21?
Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, he's crushing it, dude.
What?
Yeah. I was shocked when he told, when like a couple months ago we were at brunch, and he was only 20, and I'm like, dude, he's got so many things going on.
Okay, you don't have like a 21-year-old vibe.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What kind of vibe do you think you have? I mean, like, yeah, you do look 21.
He's just very successful, well-spoken, handsome. You know, we like to butter up our guests here at Hoot and Half.
Put me in the oven, too. Let's see if we can get flaky.
What was your birthday party theme? Sorry I didn't go.
No worries. Did you respond to the...
I think I had a really good excuse why I couldn't.
I don't think you were in town.
I was out of town. That's what
you were
was.
In Napa.
I was in Napa.
But don't worry, you were there.
I was there. Thanks for inviting me, by the way.
Of course.
That was a nice invite to get the party
before. Was there a theme?
It was casino themed.
Oh.
21.
So you gambled.
We had dealers come in, and then I gave everybody eight coins at the start of the night, and you can go and gamble your little heart out, but at the end, every 4 coins equaled 1 raffle ticket, and I bought a bunch of prizes, so people would get like a ton of coins, and then it's like, oh, I have 4 chances to get this TV or this.
Oh, we had a TV on the line.
There was a lot of good gifts.
We had an Xbox, we had a Switch, we had a
yeah, we're sick a couple gifts, and then things. Two mystery boxes.
Two mystery boxes.
I tried to go in, but I didn't win anything. But it's okay. I had fun. Everyone else had fun. It's a great way to end the party, too, is like a raffle drawing.
Did you ask them to like follow you and like tag you and everything? Was this like a true sweepstakes giveaway?
I did not. I should have. Uh-huh. But I feel like, you know, all these parties are very cookie cutter. You kind of go in, the same people get really buzzed and dance around and have a good time, and then nobody really remembers. And but I wanted people to have a little bit of experience. You know?
That's right.
I had a bubble machine. I don't want to be that
you
guy.
Did have a bubble machine.
It's
that
not
was
a big deal, but I had one.
Did you have extravagant birthday parties as a kid?
My mom, though we were limited on resources financially, she would always go above and beyond when it came to my birthday. I remember one year I just moved to South Georgia because my mom met a guy in eHarmony and proposed in Margaritaville in Vegas during happy hour.
Classic, and the American dream right there.
So I moved to South Georgia and I didn't have any friends at that point. So my birthday was at the start of the school season. So she got the big kahuna. I don't know if you guys know what that is, but it's just a big inflatable water slide.
Ooh. Oh,
yeah. And we invited a bunch of kids at the school. I was the popular ones to see if I could get in with the cool crowd. Because obviously, you start there in college, you're in a fraternity, you meet a bunch of great guys, and life's pretty easy if you know the right people. That's not working, huh? So we started early, and everybody was at my home, and I became cool. It's not a big deal, but.
That's when you became cool.
Yeah.
At that birthday party with the slip and slide.
I paid for it.
All thanks to the big kahuna.
The big kahuna. Yeah, big waves.
Been to his house?
No, I think I've only been to the apartment where you record Dropouts.
Oh, we got another... We just moved into a house. Well, actually, last November, so almost a year.
Oh.
It's like my house, but like way bigger and nicer. They have the pool, they have the hot tub, they have like cool hangout spots, but it's just like way bigger and way nicer. It's great. I love your house.
With love and invite.
Oh, you got one.
Oh, I did?
For my birthday.
Yeah, sorry. Whoops. Forgot about that. Do you gamble, though, in real life? Are you a gambler? I know you don't drink, but sins do you commit?
I mean, I take a little risk on my cholesterol sometimes with my salt intake, but besides that, nothing too much. No, I'm pretty cut and clean. I'm pretty boring when it comes to alcohol or any...
What about a lottery ticket? Are you buying one?
I've never bought one in my entire life.
And not betting on a sports game or anything?
No. Not a scratch-off?
No.
You never been on a road trip and said, hey, let's pull over, get some scratch-offs?
No.
Some scratchies?
I apologize. No, I haven't. I just, the entire time, I knew the odds, mm-hmm. and I knew the jingle in my pocket could buy me a burger at some point. So I'd keep it in there. Yeah, that's 100% chance I'm getting that burger if I don't spend it on a scratch-off.
I was listening to an episode recently, and you were saying that when you were really, you know, poor, moved to L.A., you didn't like, you know... have enough money to really go out and like enjoy the nights and stuff, but you guys would do this thing where you would just walk down sidewalks and then someone in the group would say, let's take a left and let's take a right, and you just see where you ended up.
So when I first moved here, I found this place on Facebook Marketplace because I'd never signed a lease before. I didn't know how to do it. I also didn't have enough money to sign anything. So I lived in this two-bedroom apartment. It was 900 square feet, 10 guys in there that I didn't know.
10?
It was 10 of us, yeah.
That's a brothel.
Air conditioning and the microwave turned on at the same time. All the power went out. It was
good lord.
It was nuts.
10.
I was eating.
It's like a tenement in the 1930s.
Yeah, it was something similar, modern version. And then I was eating, the same dollar store food every single day, and it was just really low on luck in life. So we had no coin for any entertainment. So we would band together 4, 5, maybe 3 people if people are sleeping, and we'd go out. And we would just walk out of the apartment and, all right, your turn. We'll go right. And then at the four-way stop, all right, you get to pick. Let's go straight. And then we'd go.
What part of town is this?
This was East Hollywood.
Oh.
A little dicey?
A little bit.
Oh, yeah. We would see plenty of people of the homeless descent shooting up heroin.
Yeah, it's a little bleak when you walk around Los Angeles. Driving, you can kind of just zoom by. But when you kind of walk around here, it's a little...
So many needles.
I know. It's not great.
Where do you get your hands on needles? Like, do they sell needles at, like, CVS? Or do you have a doctor to get you? Can you Amazon needles?
Well, there's actually needles everywhere, but in the South, you don't see them because the haystacks cover them. but out here, there's no haystacks. So it's like, they're just everywhere. You can see them.
Are you actually from the South?
Well, that's where we moved at age 10 years old.
Did you actually have a Southern accent that you've dropped since moving here?
No.
You can just turn it on when you need to.
The entire time... I wanted to be a little bit different, and I never wanted to develop a Southern accent because my cool thing is like, oh, I'm from Vegas. Like, if kids in South Georgia, that was like, what? What do you mean?
Okay.
All right. And then I was a stickler on not developing it. But yeah, moving to South Georgia was very strange. The yes, sir, no, ma'am. That was offensive in Vegas because, people thought you were making fun of them.
Snarky, yeah.
Yeah, yes, sir.
He's still very much into the ma'am, yes, sir.
I really got into it because, Patricia does it out of habit now.
Yeah.
But I do it I do it to strangers mostly, yep. And older folks that I'm just trying to be polite with. But I do it because I just think it establishes a sense of respect, and this person cannot get mad at you because you've been treating them with respect the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, just with customer service, yeah. You know? It's like, I've been yes ma'aming and no sirring this entire time. What, and you're going to be mad at me?
No one. I just think it
smooths things out a little bit.
I enjoy a lot of the Southern culture. One thing that threw me off just a bit was when we got there, they had... a certain fraternity in town, the Kappa Kappa Kappas, the KKK had a rally in the town when I was there. And I remember passing by it with my mother at the time, who's still my mother now.
You did not see a KKK rally.
Yeah, of course. You can look it up.
Yeah, they're doing stuff still.
Yeah.
There was one in my town growing up,
too. I didn't realize racism was a thing because I grew up in, Vegas.
Right.
And there was less white people in my school than anything else. So it was just like, yeah, we're all a melting pot. And
yeah. America. Like, yeah. But then you go to the South.
And it was 99.9% white.
You saw the with the white hats on the top?
Yeah. It's
like a carnival on the side of the road? Like, what were they doing?
No. They weren't from our town. They came to this town, and my town did rally around, and they were like, get out of here. We don't want you. Come on, get.
Yeah.
And no, they're just standing in front of everybody like, we got to protect the border, these Mexicans. And,
are they wearing their hoods?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you look up Brantley County KKK rally, I think it was 2010.
Jeez Louise.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Why do... I hate the KKK. I
Thanks
do.
For prefacing.
Great preface, Matt. Where are we going
but
with
why
this?
Do they, why do they make themselves look so terrifying?
That's the point.
I think that's the point.
Intimidation. Point. And, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, but if they're not trying to recruit, are they?
No, I think they're trying to recruit specific people. And
who are into costumes, too.
I think you and I could get in there, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, you think so?
Not me.
I think you'd have a tougher time.
I would not do well there.
Yeah, yeah.
But, no. You know.
We all have to be part of something bigger than ourselves.
were you approached to...
No. That was the singular time that I saw them in the town.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I realized that wasn't for me.
And you got out of there.
Southern accents and racism, not for you.
I like Southern accents.
Do you like Southern women?
I do.
How's your dating life going?
I would say I'm taking a pause on looking for the one at the moment.
Okay.
So you're looking for the fun, not the one. Am I right?
Bada boom, bada bing.
I'm not even sure if I'm looking for that, really. I do have a hard time... just living in the hookup culture. I'm not great at it.
Yeah.
I do enjoy a good conversation because it's like, if she's like, you want to bend me over this sink? And then I'll be like, what is this sink made out of? I love the porcelain. Is this? And then it's like,
is that how your dates go? Is that, that's the propositions you're getting? Bend me over the sink immediately?
I have. Yeah. I have gotten that. Yes.
He's so cool.
are you on any dating apps?
So for business, this sounds weird, but I am on Hinge.
For business? Like what? Like there's Hinge Business now?
Yeah. So you can swipe to see like different companies you want to invest in or be part of. Or
no, there isn't.
No, there is not. But I am on Hinge because one of the companies, I have some equity in, we're going to potentially partner with them for this dating show we're doing. So they know the ins and outs of it. So I've been
Are your pictures on your business Hinge profile different than pictures on your Hinge dating profile, right?
I only have a Hinge dating profile.
It's for research for the
research
business.
Research for the business.
Okay.
Have you had like matched with anyone and gone on a date? Or
I've matched
strictly...
I think everyone in our friend group.
Everyone in our friend group.
Wait, Hinge is the one, though, I guess both people, or you like one of their photos, right?
Yeah.
I haven't been on these in years.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I haven't been on this since like yesterday, and it's like, I know they updated a lot.
I think that did happen originally when Patricia and I were dating. Like, I deleted the app, but I did not, like...
Delete your account?
My account was still out there circulating.
Some apps will even do that. Even if you delete their account, it'll, like, still pop up, and you'll have to report yourself. I've seen it happen to people.
How do you... You guys lovers... You guys met how?
We met in IRL.
Oh, gross.
Dude, that's how it goes.
I was with them. Yeah. It was one of my first parties in LA.
Were you at that party?
100%, Matt.
Who came
up to
you?
Wearing the suits.
No, okay, that was the second time I ever saw Patricia. The first time, though, which she doesn't even remember. The first time I looked at her.
Yeah, no, that was when you talked to her.
Yes. Okay.
And where was this?
This was 2018. It was fall of 2018.
In the land of
Angels.
Entertainment?
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
So and it can happen for you out there, man.
What, whose party was it?
It was kind of like they rented out an Airbnb, and it was a watch party for a bunch of UT people, a bunch of Georgia people. So it was no one's house. It was just they rented it out just to watch the game.
But she's an Auburn fan.
She is. So but her roommate, who used to live here, went to UT. So.
Oh,
that's kind of, if her roommate hadn't gone to UT, she probably wouldn't have been at that party.
Bulls down.
That's right, man.
Have you been on dating apps before? Raya, Bumble, Hinge, Tinder?
I've been on the waiting list for Raya for, I think, 3 years now.
Actually, buddy, man, that's way too long. Yeah. I thought it's easy to get into it now.
Now it should be.
It probably is, but I probably did it so long ago that I'm just still on the wait
list. Yeah, you're just from...
I'm back.
Okay, if you did have a Raya profile, I know that you can like...
I don't know much about a Raya profile.
You can like set a song to it. Okay. Like it's like MySpace. When you come across someone's profile, like this song is playing. You get a taste of that person.
Gotcha.
If you got in, and hopefully you do get in.
Yeah.
What song would you pick for your,
The Casper Slide Part 2?
Oh, the Cha Cha Slide?
Yeah.
One foot who left go, stops.
Who goes? Oh, wait, hold on.
That's the beginning of the song.
It's I thought it was the Party 2. Is it the Part 2? Is it like Confessions? By Usher?
I always thought, I never listened to it really intently. I always thought it was the cast. I always thought it was Part 2.
Okay, but Cha-Cha Slide.
And I thought I just never heard Part 1.
Can we see your Hinge profile?
Yes. Let's do an audit.
Can we do a quick audit?
A little bit of a
and
critique.
So when you say you've matched with everyone in the friend group,
just
meaning
as like when you, just as like not.
No, no, I know. It's, that's always
do you
the thing
see him?
Always... We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Ghostbed.
Are you guys ready to experience the most restful and rejuvenating sleep of your life? I know I am. Then look no further than Ghost Bed, the family-owned business that's been making mattresses for over 20 years. Ghost Bed is the maker of the coolest bed in the world, featuring their signature and patented cooling materials. No more flipping pillows to find the cool side or waking up in a sweat. Ghost Bed keeps you cool and comfortable all night long.
And here's the best part. Ghostbed doesn't cut corners when it comes to quality. They use only the highest quality materials to create the most supportive mattress. Say goodbye to restless nights and hello to deep, uninterrupted sleep.
So if you're worried about making the right choice, don't be. Ghostbed offers a 101-day sleep trial so you can try their mattresses risk-free, and most products ship within 24 hours, so you won't have to wait long to get a better sleep either.
They have a team of sleep experts standing by, ready to help you find the perfect fit for your needs.
So why wait? Upgrade your sleep experience with the Ghostbed today. Visit ghostbed.com/hoot to transform your nights, and for a limited time, use code HOOT for a 40% off your purchase site-wide.
That's ghostbed.com/hoot and use code HOOT for 40% off your entire purchase site-wide. Yeah, I don't see any of our friends because my Hinge profile is set to Jews only. You can like select it to only show Jewish people.
Okay.
Ooh.
So I don't see any of our like...
Is that your mother's decision or your own?
It's my decision.
You only like Jews?
I'm only going to marry a Jew, so I need to be a little bit more restrictive in my dating.
Yeah.
See, if I said I'm only going to date a white...
No, see, that's
wait,
different.
Race is different than religion.
No,
okay?
I got you. I'm just saying if I ever said that.
Okay, he's got 960 notifications, so...
Popping
this
off.
This account's popping off. Let's... Is this okay for us to...
Yeah, I don't mind at all.
Okay.
Should we connect to my Wi-Fi?
No,
let's see.
All right, we're not going to read your messages. We're just going to do a little
I bet you have some really funny little
prompts,
sayings.
This is what I like to go in with. I like to... This is how I start a message, whether it's sliding in a DM or say as a dating app. I like to say, I feel like we're taking things too fast.
As the first message?
The very first message.
And what's the response on that usually?
They enjoy it.
What do they say?
They usually do a witty thing like, yeah, we've got to slow it down. We got to meet up to talk about this. This is bad.
I'm going
to
write that down.
I kind of Mike, no, you should. I kind of like that.
I think we're taking things too fast.
You
could
start
pretty
using
good.
It because what was the dating app you were showing me the other day you were using?
How dare you? How dare
it's
you?
It's just him and Patricia and they can just write to each other.
Yeah. There are like apps for couples if you guys were ever.
I always say to Patricia though, if we met on a dating app, she would have totally like not swiped.
Right. Yeah, I don't think your guys' dating profiles. You would have liked her.
Yeah.
I don't know that she would have liked a Matt King dating profile.
No, she wouldn't have.
What?
What are you saying? What was wrong with my dating
profile?
You're
just like goofy and weird and like trying to be silly, and she's like, not this guy.
You got to play the game a little bit. You got to throw in a little personality, but you can't go for a full personality.
No.
You got to hook them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never met, though, a girl from a dating app. Though.
Can we?
Never
can
did.
We?
Yes, let's hop to it. We're already starting off with a red flag. It's a selfie.
Let me see that. Selfie's not a red flag. It's a fine
hat
photo.
Backwards.
Listen, he's playing.
Would you show up on the first date though with the hat backwards?
Can I be honest? A woman set this up for me with my pictures.
That is the best way to do it. You get a couple girls.
I just did the prompt.
Okay.
Let's hear the prompt.
Okay, let's hear the prompt
for the audio listeners.
So the prompt was: this year, I really want to. And Zach wrote, "Hit the Soulja Boy in a Denny's parking lot with the love of my life."
That's pretty good.
And I would like to do that.
I like that.
That's cool.
Can you do one right now to maybe any potential women watching?
I like how Soulja Boy.
No, we have to do it together.
I like how Soulja Boy got capitalized, but Denny's did not.
Well, you know, they did me dirty once.
You're not 21. I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
God damn. This whole fucking time, I'm like, he is 21. You do not like.
You do not look 21.
Yeah. And I was like, God, we've been partying with each other for I don't know how many years. I'm like, why is this like.
God, you got to do something about your skin.
I swear, I've been to like bars with you, man. Like, yeah. I was like, what is he.
Did I ever drink? No.
No.
He doesn't drink, which I do respect.
Did you ever have a fake ID?
Yeah.
Well, was it of you? Was it a real fake ID? Or was it someone?
It was an ID of someone else. And I used it to go out to a bar once. And it was funny. I gave it to the bouncer. And he goes, where'd you get this ID? And I'm like, I'm just truthful. I'm like, I got it from a friend. He goes, this is my best friend in the entire world.
Whoa.
And then he goes, dude, have a good time.
Wow.
That happened to me one time, man. That's crazy. Yeah, the guy took my ID and he was like, I went to high school with this kid. Yeah.
That's crazy. Next prompt.
But there's another red flag. You're 6'3". Buddy, you're 6'2". No, I'm 6'3".
I think you're 6'4".
I wasn't even wearing shoes when I was standing up next to you.
I think you're 6'4".
Do you really think so?
We've been over this.
The only reason I put 6'3", because I went to the doctor and that's what they told me.
Actually?
Yeah.
Wow. Damn. Must be nice.
Wearing shoes. Damn, they were very thin.
But you're not an influencer. You're not a creator. You're not a podcast host on your profile. You just work in media.
Yeah,
that's good.
I keep it vague.
Yeah, you don't want to. I feel like if you see someone that says like influencer, run the other way.
It's very cringy.
Yeah.
Do you like getting matched with girls who know who you are, or do you like it more when they don't?
I'd say most of the time they don't.
That's the move.
I wouldn't say I'm top tier internet royalty.
You're pretty out there. People know who you are.
They do. I think they let on to it later. Like initially they don't.
They play it cool.
And then I've like talked to people and they're like, yeah, oh no, I've seen some stuff.
Yeah. Like, you're on the dating shows,
I think
a lot.
People know my face. That's where it usually comes. Like, I saw you on a dating show.
Yeah, just saying the most out of pocket stuff to some nice young lady.
People of estrogen descent.
Wait, and then
are you going to read this out loud or just look at it for yourself?
What do you mean? Oh,
I want to
only
hear
doing
the prompts.
Yes. Fine, let's do the prompts.
We have audio
listeners. I wanted to critique every single photo
well,
on here.
We're not going
to
put up the photos. Let's
okay,
just
fine.
Show the prompts.
Okay, best way to ask me out is by forcing me at gunpoint.
That's good.
There's that's really
no way
good.
To get out of it.
That's another original answer. Zach, great job.
Well, one time I matched with a girl and we went on a date and it just didn't work out. And then I saw her back on the app again and she had changed her prompt to that prompt.
Whoa, influencer.
That's what I am.
That's pretty good. I'm not going to put you on blast here if you did, but did you write these yourself or did you go on like Google witty prompts?
I try my best to not use anybody else's anything.
Yeah.
I've had overlap before where it's like, oh, we've just had similar ideas.
Yes.
And people will comment and say, you stole this. And I try my hardest not to steal it.
I feel like you're very original in everything that you do.
I really do try to.
Yeah. Respect. Okay. And the
next prompt is one thing I'll never do again. My ex.
Oof.
Oof. Oof.
Unless she wants to. Then I'll put that in there. Unless she wants to.
These are some good, attractive photos of you, man, though.
Thank you.
Do you agree?
Yeah. He looks like a handsome guy. Ooh, that one, you look like a rich guy, too.
Which one?
This one with the...
Oh, yeah. It looks like he means business.
Yeah.
Was this at the roast?
It was.
Was I, like, sitting next to you, maybe?
I think you were maybe on stage.
I think you need some pictures of you with girls, though. I heard that's kind of the move.
Yeah, I don't even know how much I'm going to frequent that app, to be completely honest. But when I get back in the game, do you mind if I hit you up?
For some advice?
For some advice.
Yeah, sure. We can do another audit when you're ready to really get back into it.
Thank you.
That was a fun little audit. Oh, and the cute dog? What's the dog's name? Handsome?
His name is Handsome.
It's a great dog.
Thank you. I do love him more than anything.
Do you collect anything?
Besides painful memories, I collect...
I knew he was searching for a fucking joke there.
I wasn't searching, baby. I just didn't know if I wanted to say it.
Did you collect anything as a kid?
Pokemon cards.
Did you ever collect them all?
I probably had every single one of every 151.
151, whoa. Yeah.
Do you have a Charizard?
Yeah.
Holographic
was it
Charizard?
151?
I have a holographic one from like a Japanese one.
Oh, I had a Japanese Charizard, yeah. But then I always thought it was real, and then as I got older, I realized it wasn't real.
Oh, you bought a fake one?
No, a girl who went to Japan, Lisa McCulley, what I think that was her name, she came back and she gave me like a whole bunch of like Japanese Pokemon cards, and I thought they were real for the longest time, and I kind of looked into it, and it wasn't.
Did you ever fight her?
No, never fought her.
Oh, equality. No. So the thing about equality, people think it's only nice stuff. You can do bad stuff to women, too, as long as you do it to a man.
Back to the Pokemon card. Okay. You collected them all.
Of course.
Do you still have them all?
I do. They're in a trunk.
Whoa! Right now is the hot time, though, where people are debating like to sell them. People are worried it might never be at this peak.
I don't think I'm not worried about it monetarily. I just kind of want to see. I want my kids to see something that I enjoyed as a child.
Same.
So I don't know if I can put a value on that. I also had the little Star Wars characters.
Oh, like the Phantom Menace ones.
Any of them?
Mace Windu.
Mace Windu. Great guy.
Which one was that?
I think that's Samuel L. Jackson's character, right?
The purple lightsaber.
And his was like a little curved, right? Or no, that was... one of them had like a curved one.
No. No one had a curved lightsaber. I think you're...
Hold on. No. Okay. Yes.
There was a double lightsaber. Darth Maul had the double lightsaber.
Double lightsaber. But there was the old guy on the dark side in the first three who had a red lightsaber, but it was like curved. It was like a walking...
The handle was curved.
Yes, the handle was curved. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't mean... The beam was curved. That'd be a little...
Yeah, a little... Maybe get a little bit
a little bit of an innuendo.
Count Dooku.
That's it.
Yeah.
Right on the money.
Anyway, back to things people care about.
Grew up with a single mom. I don't know if anybody wants to talk about it. But...
You grew up with a single mom? It sounds like you want to talk about it.
She works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops.
One job, and she was not Reba McEntire. So that's cool.
That's another person who knows who Reba McEntire is. I never heard of this woman before.
Oh, I love Reba.
Because she was like a celebrity version of your mom?
No, she was very different. She had red hair, which I despise.
What is, out of all the things that you do, what is your... What would you say like your favorite thing to do is that you're most excited about? You're like, oh yes, I get to do this one today.
In life in general?
Yeah.
Probably play basketball.
That's your like highlight of the week when you play ball with your boys?
Got to be careful playing basketball these days at your age.
Yeah, I tore my ACL.
Did you really?
Yeah, they have reconstructive surgery.
And did you tear it from playing a pickup game of basketball?
Yeah, outside.
And you're still hitting the court, Zach.
Oh, you have love for the game. I tore my ACL. I did a Euro step, and then this thing just folded on itself. Meniscus, ACL, and I fractured it. And then I did as much research as I could. Well, I tried to play in a tennis tournament the next day. This was like a year or two ago. And
Knowing it was already torn.
And the humans around me wouldn't let me. I didn't know it was torn. I just knew it was bad.
The humans around you. What planet are you from? Are you not a real person? The humans?
That's who was around me. My dog wasn't giving me advice.
Usually I just say people, but now I'm a little...
Well, I don't know what you can say these days. Okay. So I research. I find this guy. He's in West Virginia. He's developed this brand new surgery. And I contact him, and essentially I was like, can we do a collab for knee surgery? And he's like, let me, he was very southern, let me look at your stuff. And then so he's downstairs, and he said he was watching the podcast, and then his daughter walked in the room, and she was like, Dad, why are you watching my favorite show? And then he was in.
Wow.
Dr. Lavender.
So, okay, what was so innovative about his procedure compared to other people?
So a lot of buzzwords in the medical community comes around stem cells. Like they do stuff, but only if you use them the right way.
Right.
So a lot of people will take stem cells and just shoot it into the place and be like, you got stem cells. It's going to heal faster. But if they don't stay there, they're not going to do anything. So while I was on the operating table, he took my stem cells out of my bone marrow and spun it and turned it into a putty. And the holes that he drilled into my bones, he was able to put that putty in there so it stayed in place so I could heal like so much faster. I was doing lunges in the first week.
So he developed this stem cell technique?
Yeah.
So there's no baby fetuses in you?
Just my own.
Wow.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
And what was the post you had to make? Feed post?
Feed post.
Video?
I actually wanted to because those are my most viewed videos of me coming out of surgery.
Oh, wow.
But no, yeah, I did like a little interview session for him. I think he's going to do a documentary on stuff. And yeah, it was great.
Did he still say, go hit the court, kid?
He did not want me to play as soon as I did.
But it's healed.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever had a re-tear in any of his procedures.
Wow.
Are you going to just go get the other one done preemptively just to be safe?
Might as well, man.
Are you playing pickup games of basketball, or do you got like a little a little intramural thing going on?
I usually just go alone.
Okay.
I get there. I get to the court, and there's like pickup, and then usually based on my melanin, I am picked last. And then
Understandable.
I work my way up to this guy hustles, and then they know I can at least hustle.
Oh, because they underestimate you because
they underestimate me a little bit, but not too much
because you have height.
Because sometimes I'll come out there and I'll really suck, and they'll be like, "Checks out," and we knew it. So yeah, but no, love basketball.
What about work wise? Podcasts, dating shows.
What's my favorite thing?
Yeah. Like, what do you really get excited about?
Probably the TV film stuff.
Yeah, going on auditions still?
Not with like the strike really, but
oh right.
I've been working with some directors on like some features I've written, and it's been exciting to get that
features
process.
Plural. We got some scripts written.
Yeah.
You've written multiple scripts for feature films?
Yeah.
What are these? Like action, comedy, skin flicks?
Comedy, I have horror. Mostly comedy, some stuff about hometown Georgia, and yeah.
What's your writing process? Do you like to storyboard everything out, write it out on note cards, or do you just like hit the page running?
I hit the page running. I've been like that with every paper in my entire life. MLA format, I don't care. I'm running in there deep and heavy. And then my mom was an English teacher growing up. She would put me in really, a lot of people would go to, you know, camp where there was trees. My mom would send me to like a writing camp when I was little.
And
I would hate it. But then when I left, I was like, I have so many stories in me. So it was pretty cool.
We had like a writing camp, but it was during the school year. It was called Camp Write a Lot.
Ah.
And
kids got touched there.
And it was pretty cool. It was like 3 days, and we got to go into the library. You got to bring your own little pop up tent.
You didn't go to this though.
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did go.
I did.
Oh, cool.
Camp Write a Lot. And you got to go in, and you got to like hang out in your tent. But every day we were given a prompt, and you got to go away and like write stuff. And then at the end of the day, we'd share what we had all written. It was the best.
It was fun.
Yeah. Even heard
I mean, I went in there with a jock's mentality of I should be on the field right now. But yeah. I came out with just Mark Twain just in me, and it felt really good.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So have you done any acting before?
Yeah, just small stuff here and there.
But this is your favorite thing that you're working on now is like writing and potentially directing stuff?
I do want to act as well. I mean, I would really enjoy having a career like Ryan Reynolds or John Krasinski, obviously. Anyone
owning a small football team that you make a Hulu documentary about?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched that?
No, Adam watched a little bit of it.
I watch every ad for it. I'm like, I'm going to watch this, but I don't know if I really
it seems like it's really well done. I've seen clips, but... so you want to have like a comedy career. It's okay.
It's okay, man.
Physical comedy.
Yeah.
And then that transitions into like maybe some war propaganda movies.
Essentially, the ultimate goal is to be quote unquote Mr. Greenlight. So anything I can do, no matter what the project, it's kind of since my name is behind it, we can just go ahead with it. And then I can give chances to the people that I know are talented.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That Greenlight. I want it.
No. People that are talented.
Maybe.
Remember I said it out loud?
Yeah, but maybe.
Hey.
Oh, no. If you guys work at it, definitely.
Oh, I'll take lessons or whatever you need.
Yeah, just take singing lessons.
Mike's learning how to juggle.
Nice.
Can you juggle?
No. I do anything else with my time.
Oh, you have juggling vibes.
Think that's
big juggling vibes.
Yeah.
I'm just goofing.
That didn't affect you, did it?
You said, mom was an English teacher. Were you ever in your mom's class?
No.
She wouldn't want you to?
I couldn't handle it.
Back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Fume.
If there was one thing my grandpa always taught me, it was that Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there is a better way to break your habits.
And we're not just talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor or something you saw in the back of some shady magazine. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume. And they look at the problem in a different way. Because not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of a drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit?
For the people watching, I'm holding it right here in my hand. Fume is an innovative, award-nominated device that does just that. So instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. That's right. And instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses all natural, delicious flavors. So you get it. Instead of bad, Fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habit easy.
Your Fume comes with an adjustable airflow dial and is designed with movable parts and magnets for fidgeting, giving your fingers a lot to do, which is helpful for de-stressing and anxiety while breaking your habit. This thing is truly a work of art. It's got the wood, it's got the metal, a great weight in your hands. Matt, why don't you do a little twist, get a little ASMR there. Oh, satisfying. It tastes amazing. The first time I tried it, it was way more flavorful than I would have thought. It feels very fresh. Like I said, it feels great in the hand. It's well balanced. The weight feels nice, and it's super fun to fidget with. Just listen to that. It's so much fun.
Oh, yeah. I love the sound of it. It feels so good in my hand.
And it just looks cool. Beautiful real wood, the shape of it. It just feels cool to use it.
So stopping is something that we all put off because it's hard, but switching to Fume is easy, enjoyable, and even fun. Fume has served over 100,000 customers and has thousands of success stories, and there's no reason that can't be you. So join Fume in accelerating humanity's breakup from destructive habits by picking up the Journey Pack today. Head over to tryfume.com, that is tryfume.com, and use code HOOT to save 10% off when you get the Journey Pack today. That is tryfume.com and use code HOOT to save an additional 10% off your order today.
But she would definitely grade.
Did other kids like your mom as a teacher? Were they like, yo, Miss Justice is a bitch?
No, they were very attracted to her because I tried to tell her this many times. She wore thongs for comfort.
No, she didn't.
You did not talk to your mom about this.
Yes, I
and
did.
So other kids were like, because oh, she wears it. Like, yeah. Your mom wears thongs. Like, for comfort.
In the eighth grade.
She wears it for comfort. Leave her alone, guys. In the eighth my mom grade, you're talking
my
about.
My mom was like, you know, taught all my friends. And then she would come in and she's notorious for dropping things like a chapstick or a glasses. And yeah, you know.
Is this real or is this one of
the mighty triangle would pop
this
out.
Is one of
I've
your,
stopped
it's
questioning
It's not that wild
him.
Of a story for it to be not real, you know.
Yeah, but it's.
My mom wore thongs.
I know, but did you talk to her about this?
A thong? Just one thong all the time? Or
I don't know.
Thong
I, didn't
look.
I heard about it.
Okay.
No, it was normally a purple one. But, I spoke to her.
What grade of English are we talking about?
Eighth.
Eighth. Yeah. Ooh, that's a tough rough. Age to wear thongs around.
Yeah. No, oh yeah. The kids are just bursting. They're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Good grief.
That. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you remember when girls started wearing thongs?
I don't remember much.
You don't?
I didn't talk to a girl until college.
Oh.
I didn't know what was going on.
You went to,
You were a kiss post-high school?
We're not going to open those records today.
No worries. But, yeah, the math
maybe after
there.
The pot, I'll tell you that whole story. But, okay.
So, Judaism. You're in?
I'm in. But
Good. I want to be in.
Okay. Is there something that you wish you could be doing more of that you're currently doing? Like, more podcasts, YouTube videos, TikToks, dating shows with David Alvarez. Like, is there something that you're like, oh, I really like this. I want to be doing more.
I wish I had more energy to put into the things that I like. I have a big fatigue issue.
I did see this when you were answering questions on your Instagram. And I wanted to ask about this.
Fatigue after just like working on something for so long, then you're kind of just sick of it.
I just get really terrible sleep. Yeah, yeah. And I think it's a urination issue because I'll wake up several times. At one point, I was waking up 10 to 12 times during the night to go pee.
10 to 12 times?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Have you seen a professional about
that? Have you checked your prostate?
I went to the doctor, and they put three catheters down my unit. And it was this eight.
They could fit three down it?
It's whatever. No, it was one after the other.
Okay.
So I get to the place and there's this 83-year-old woman and she's like, I've been doing 20 of these for 20 years. I'm like, sick, let's get to do another one. And so I'm just naked on this table, and she puts, so first she has to numb it before she puts the catheter down. So she takes this syringe and she just puts this numbing goo down the shaft.
Down the hole.
Shaft.
Yeah.
And then she looks up at the clock and she's like, all right, now we just gotta hold it up for 10 minutes.
She's sitting there holding it.
Yeah.
By the head or the shaft? Where were her like
I didn't look
two fingers or like whole hand?
I think she had two hands, and then she like hocked a loogie and spit on it at one point.
Oh,
No. She's holding it. She's holding it up like daintily. She was just holding the tip like this.
Oh my God.
No, she was holding it and it was very awkward. And then, yeah, they would fill me up with a liquid and they'd raise me up.
Josh Groban.
And then they would scan me to see if I was filled up. They're like, yeah, you're filled. And then
they like put the dye in you so they can see how it like goes through your tract.
Yeah.
So they can see if there's any blockages
and
or anything.
Let us know when you really need to pee. And I would be like, right now, I would go.
Okay.
And they said, oh, so normal people feel the urge to urinate at 450 milliliters, and you're at about 150 milliliters when you your body starts contracting to urinate. So I was like, oh, that's not good. So they gave me some pills, and I'm not sure if they work, but either way, I'm so tired all the time.
Was it infected though?
It wasn't infected. They said it was like squeaky clean. Never seen STD in its life.
Oh wow,
good for you. Well, I also suffer from fatigue. Have you had your thyroid levels checked?
I need to.
Have you done like a blood work?
I did
at a doctor?
Blood work. Everything looked decent.
Normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I saw a good TikTok about this. That was like, you know, a lot of people have a lot of things that they suffer from, and the medical community, God bless them, they work very hard. But sometimes if like everything looks normal, they just say, sorry, everything's normal, move on. But what I've seen on TikTok is you say, well, I'm glad that we've ruled out all of the baseline issues. Can we do a deeper dive on some of these other things? And that's a way to like maybe let your doctor know that you want to do a little bit more testing. Because I have a similar thing where like I'm just tired all the time. I sleep pretty well, but I've read that thyroid issues could be like if you're overproducing or underproducing. Fun fact: on my blood work, my testosterone 90th percentile. Surprise, surprise.
That's where the hair comes from.
Popping off with
testosterone.
You're good
to go. Yeah, you're good.
Which is I was shocked by because you can't lift anything, but I would check into that. Have you? So I was going to ask if you found any remedies.
No, not really. No, it's been tough.
But you don't do caffeine at all either?
No.
Never?
No.
No caffeine, no alcohol? Smoke cigarettes?
I do not.
I get a little like urination anxiety though, where like I do have like frequent urination kind of things throughout the day, just because I'm like drinking water constantly. But I, before I go to bed, I'm like, dude, I should go pee one more time before I go to bed.
Are you that intense about it?
Kind of. Internally, yes.
But
my
should
body.
Just, like, go to bed.
Yeah.
Like, stop yelling at yourself in the mirror.
I always think I need just to pee just a little bit before.
Same thing with movies.
Yeah. Have you heard about Run Pee, the app?
Great app.
Oh, yeah. What'll tell you the best time to go pee?
That's been around since like the 90s.
And it works so well.
It used to be a website.
It kind of messes with like the plot of the movie because like it will vibrate 30 seconds before you need to go. And it just kind of
it's like an interactive app now?
Yeah. You just start the app. Someone has already sat through the movie and like pinpointed the plot. So you click the timer right when the movie's starting. And then it will let you know when you got to go pee.
I did one for Oppenheimer. I like looked at the thing before Oppenheimer because it's 3 hours.
But it's like letting you know plot points.
All it said was if you need to pee when, this is not a spoiler, unless whatever, maybe it is. It was just like when his brother meets him at Los Alamos, all that happens is they talk for a few minutes and that's when you can go pee. And I waited for that moment. I was like, oh, that's his brother. I'm going. I went and pee and I didn't miss a thing. It's a great app.
That was the best part of the movie.
Okay.
Yeah, you really missed out, man.
Yeah, he found out that his brother, like his child is his brother.
Okay.
I haven't even seen Oppenheimer yet.
Okay.
So don't spoil it for me. You know, Zach, we got 10 questions for you. These are the 10 questions they ask on the show Inside the Actor Studio. Are you familiar with it?
You ever seen Inside the Actor Studio with James Lipton?
It's usually black and white?
No.
Oh, then no.
It's a show from the 90s where this guy would interview actors.
Is it a yellow logo in the bottom corner?
Probably. Okay. Yeah. It's like a 90s, 2000 show. And they would end every episode with these 10 questions that are from some French journalist we like to ask all of our guests.
Gosh.
Take as long as you want. Make it funny. Make it serious.
Okay.
Matt, why don't you start us off with the first one?
Sure, Mike. Thanks for passing that on to me. Zach Justice, the first question is, what is your favorite word?
Asphyxiate.
Do you know how to spell it?
Asphyxiate.
Why is that your favorite word?
Because it's a hard word to spell. And I knew you'd ask that question.
You know it, ask how to spell it?
Yeah.
That's your favorite word?
Yeah.
Do you use it a lot in your day-to-day?
No, my favorite word's probably brother.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you have a brother?
I do.
Then you have a sister?
Yeah.
Two sisters?
Yeah.
Come on. That one brunch.
It's whatever. Yeah, I like to, hey, brother. I like to throw it around. I do it often, so I'd say brother.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a good word.
Yeah, the second question is, what is your least favorite word?
Sister. Genocide.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. That's good. That's the first time we've heard that one on the podcast.
Yeah, that's a new one. That's two new ones. Three new ones, if we count asphyxiate.
Good. I don't like it.
And without going into psycho mode,
okay.
What turns you on? Or go into psycho mode, do your thing. Let's hear it. Self-awareness.
I think when someone can understand when something's a little off in the room, and like we're both on the same wavelength of like, that was a little odd. Like I really like self-awareness.
So the next question is, what turns you off?
I would say over phone consumption. Like if that's the only thing.
Oh, they're just constant glued to it.
Yeah.
Making content, scrolling through content.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking pictures.
Because I heard this somewhere. A lot of people, especially our age, they start their phone. They get on social media right when they start their day, and you're starting your day on someone else's timeline because that information was brought to you. You didn't seek it out. So it's like you're not even starting your day on your own thoughts.
Yeah.
And then if you're doing that the whole day, what is it perpetuating? Just you're not having a single
original experience.
Yeah.
Do you journal at all when you wake up?
I wish I did more.
Yeah.
What is your morning routine like?
I wake up.
That's good.
I read. No, I wake up, I usually go for a walk, and then I'll read, I'll try to schedule the day, see what's going on, do a little bit of writing. I try not to use my phone the first hour of the day if I can, unless it's like an important message. I go to do the workout, come home, usually we have to do some kind of podcast thing or I have like meetings during the day. I try to get down all the calories and protein I'm supposed to eat on this Zila thing, and then... yeah, at night I try to have my phone away by 11, and I try to watch some kind of movie or TV.
Where is your phone in your room? Is it within arm's reach of your bed?
No, it's usually I put it somewhere else.
Yeah, that's
the move.
That's the best change I ever made was not having my phone near me first thing in the morning. It changes your whole day.
I just feel like I would drive Patricia nuts though if it was like across the room.
Why?
Because I guess it's just on longer, and I have to get up and do it.
Oh, the alarm?
Oh, the alarm.
Yeah.
They make alarm clocks.
I have 7 Alexas in my room.
Like, no, you don't.
I promise. It's bad.
7?
7 Alexas in one room?
Yeah. Well, they all can all sync up together to play music. But yeah, I'll just set that up for my alarm if I need it.
Okay.
But I usually, if I'm like, I need to wake up at this time, I kind of just do. I don't know why.
Also, you mentioned the Zila program. Are you on the program?
I am. Is that okay?
Are you doing like the whole transformation? Is there a documentary
being
filmed
about you? There's not a
documentary.
I don't think it's as jarring for someone to see someone of skinny nature get fit. But they just wanted to see. They've never done that before, so I'm just going to do it anyway.
Well, badass. How deep into it are you?
It's just 3 weeks.
Just 3 weeks. Yeah. And then how many more weeks do you have to go?
5 months and a week.
It's a 6-month program?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
It's not nothing.
I've been on the fence about doing it.
It's nice. I mean, I've never like gotten really in really incredible shape before, so I'm excited to see what happens. But
maybe update that Hinge profile with a 6-pack photo.
Exactly. It was actually more for the mental health side. I mean, just so many benefits to working out. So I was like, yeah, might as well do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it will also help on like an energy level. Like I was talking to Zane yesterday about like what have you been so surprised by? Because like Zane used to be like pretty out of shape.
Yeah.
What have you been so surprised by like after like doing the transformation? He goes, it's my energy. Like how much?
Yeah, he seems to be in a lot better mood too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, and that's also his medication.
Ah.
What she's talking about.
Checks out. What she's talking about.
All right. Next question is, what sound or noise do you love?
I love the start of a violin in a country song.
The boing, where they like pluck into it,
or just like the resin of it, like
I know it's coming. There's a song called Wait So Long by Trampled by Turtles that it has
I've seen them,
yeah, as a fantastic start with a violin, and it really gets me going.
We saw them together.
Trampled by Turtles,
or am I thinking of Turnpike Troubadours.
No, Trampled by Turtles. Who? Adam hooked us up with tickets before Mount Joy. They opened up for Mount Joy.
Oh, you're right.
We did see that
we
band.
We did see that band.
A second option is being in a college football stadium right before kickoff, and everybody's just like, oh.
Yes. Or I love when just a TV is on, but it's a college game. Yeah. I love the sound of a college game more than like an NFL one, but it's a Saturday. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cracking open that beer. I know you wouldn't identify with that.
Oh, I love it. Every Saturday morning, I'm up watching Kentucky Wildcats. It's good.
Wow. Those are great answers, Zach Justice.
Thank
Might
you.
Be the most original ones yet.
Now, on the flip side, what sound do you hate?
Oh, this is very, I feel like, common. But you know when a motorcycle or just a really souped-up car goes by and it just it revs the engine to a place that it just irritates my soul?
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's like just, startling almost.
And it hurt. And it's just like I hate the pretentiousness behind it. I hate everything about what is going on with that sound. Someone had to choose that sound, and someone had to make their sound a part of my life.
Uh-huh.
I'm sick of it.
And they think like the opposite. They think everyone loves it.
I've never met one person that was like, that's sick.
Yeah.
Everyone's besides like, Heath. God. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. Well, Heath, that's what he jerks off to.
What is your favorite curse word?
I'm not big on the swear train. I heard something when I was younger where you're more creative if you don't swear a lot. So I try not to, but
fuck that.
See what I mean? Yeah, do you really don't curse that much?
No,
but you're
really.
Pretty dirty.
Yeah. So because I try to find a way around. I still want to be crass and all that, but I find a different way around it.
Nice.
So what is your favorite, let's say, crazy thing to say if you like stub your toe? You like tarnation or dang gummit? Like, are you like if you stub your toe?
I always say, this is the worst day of my life.
Nice.
That's your goddamn it, motherfucker.
I mean, even if I'm at Disneyland and like something very mild happens, this is the worst day of my life.
I would change that. That's a little bit negative self-talk, and you're like kind of manifesting.
Yeah, Mike, let him know.
I think maybe this is a teaching moment.
I think if you can recognize that trope of people, see the people that aren't able to recognize that self-talk, I'm able to know that is negative self-talk. So it's like, it doesn't.
What if we just change it to, this is the best day of my life?
No. This.
You stub your toe and you go, this is the best day of my life.
I mean, no, you drop a fry, this is the worst. But you have to be really serious. And like, whoever you're with, you look in the eye, this is the worst day of my life.
Oh, you're doing it for other people. Not.
I've never done a thing for myself.
Oh, okay. I thought you're like at home alone and like.
I will do it alone sometimes.
Yeah, see, that's where it gets dark.
This
but
is the worst day of my life.
We'll save that for therapy. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Would I like to try one day?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
There's really not any, that's the part where it's like,
if you weren't doing what you do now, what do you think you would be doing or you would have ended up?
6 feet under? I don't know. I don't know. A little lead in the head.
Good Lord, Zach.
What?
Do you need, are you in therapy?
No, I'm doing what I want.
For our plug for, what profession would you not like to do?
And all respects.
Manual labor, because I would work in like construction growing up. My dad and I, the only time I'd really see him, we would go take down like an old barn in the middle of like the Georgia summer heat with mosquitoes everywhere. We'd be standing on the top of a roof with sledgehammers, taking out the roof and just standing on the beams. And we'd just be hauling wood and bricks and rocks all day. And it really sucked. And then we repurposed the wood for other things. Like, we built this hexadecagon. It was like this place for this Hindu temple so they could all pray around the tree or to the tree. I'm not really sure.
Hexadecagon?
It's a hexadecagon. It was the first one ever built around, I don't know how many sides it is, maybe 18.
Something they built for Burning Man. Like,
you've built something that's never been built before?
It was around it was around a tree. So, yeah, and then we renovate places. It was actually cool. So I was on a meeting the other day with this production company. They're kind of big brothering us in the whole movie process, and they're called 30 West. And they did movies like Parasite, I, Tonya, a bunch of movies like that.
Badass.
So the guy Micah, he owns a brewery called Creature Comforts with the Russo brothers. And Creature Comforts is kind of big in the South and in Georgia. And the first one that they ever opened, he was talking about Creature Comforts on the call the whole time. I was like, man, I've heard this. Like, I know what this is. And then I went back and I looked at pictures, and it turns out I was the one, my dad and I gutted the place that they moved Creature Comforts into, and we like took all the wood out and we made them like a little bar and stuff. So yeah.
Do you talk to your mom every day?
Yeah, most days.
On the phone?
Yeah.
That's a good son. That's a good son. Do you talk to your mom every day?
Not even every week. I will text her logistics stuff.
But she's in the military, right?
Yeah, she's a big general. She can do. She just led one of the latest fronts in Ukraine, actually.
Well, she was the one that put the toxic stuff in Gal Gadot. And,
yeah. His mom has been arrested before.
That checks out. Yeah.
She has. Does your mom have a mugshot out there?
No. Okay, moving on.
Okay, the last question of the 10. Zach, if heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
My bad on cancer.
Oh.
Did you have cancer?
No.
Just... No, that's why I want God to be like.
Just like generally not.
Don't know why I did that one.
Oh, interesting.
That was a flip of the coin choice. I thought you guys would figure it out a lot faster.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah, I do think it's a little sad that especially kids get cancer too.
Well, I mean, it did give us Caillou though.
Did Caillou? Caillou didn't have cancer.
Have you ever seen a bald 4-year old?
No.
That didn't have
good
cancer?
Point.
Of course he had cancer. And did you ever see him grow up? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, did Caillou have cancer? Did you ever watch? You were,
I don't know
you,
what this
you
is.
You and Caillou are so similar. Very similar vibes.
But you're the opposite. You have all the hair.
Is this a Disney Channel thing?
No, it was
PBS.
PBS. Were you a? Did you even have cable as a kid?
No, I was a PBS kid.
Yeah.
What was the cat one?
The cat one. You're a little younger than me, so I don't know. I was around like Arthur Dragon Tales.
Sagwa.
Don't even know.
Reed Between the Lions?
No, I know what Reed
Between. Shaoling Showdown?
Buddy, no.
I think if you saw these, you'd be like,
It was Arthur Dragon Tales for me. No, and then I would leave my kids, or not, I would leave my friend's house who only
kids. All right. Had them in your
PBS. Oh, and Zoom. Did you watch Zoom?
I did watch Zoom.
I fucking love Zoom.
Do you guys know how to speak
Zoom.
Ubby Dubby?
I know how to do.
Do you remember that?
No.
Ubby Dubby.
The language that they made up?
It's basically like gibberish.
What about Zaboomafoo?
Zaboomafoo, yes. Yeah. Podcast-ish. Or, you remember he always has like a word and he adds ish at the end?
He died at 21, that little lemur.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Wow. What are the two guys doing now? We don't know.
Each other.
Heroin.
You know one of the guys from Zoom died?
Yeah, it checks out. We all do at some point.
I was devastated when I heard that.
Yeah.
Well, on that note.
02134, send it to Zoom.
Send it to Zoom. What about Cyber Chase?
Not familiar with that one either.
You definitely watched Cyber Chase.
Did you watch Toonami?
Yeah. No. I knew what it was, but I didn't watch it.
That was the only thing. Dragon Ball Z, big Dragon Ball Z guy.
Never got on the Dragon Ball Z train.
Toonami. Wait, what do you mean? Or that was Cartoon Network. Dragon Ball Z was on Cartoon Network. Toonami was what they called that.
It was like the anime block on Cartoon
Samurai
Network.
Samurai Jack?
What about Guts?
Guts. Let's go down to Mo. Thank you. Here we are with Pedro from Brazil. Pedro, how are we feeling?
The aggro crag? I always wanted a little piece.
Yeah. That was like the mountain that they climbed. Yeah, and then like they had the badass trophy. You need to throw a Guts party.
Legends
man.
Of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Gomblek, was that his name?
Omlek?
They brought that back, though. I think we could still get on Legends of the Hidden Temple if we tried.
Well, let's try.
All right. Green monkeys, blue barracudas. Bring it down.
We got Mr. Green Lights over here. We could probably get us in.
No, not yet.
No sweat.
Those cavemen, though, terrified me. That was, like, I think my first childhood trauma.
Yeah. Mine was the KKK in my town.
Yeah, okay. What a nice childhood you had.
Way to bring it full circle.
Yeah.
Zach, is there anything you'd like the people to know?
Yeah, plug. What do you want to plug?
You can follow me at Shaquille O'Neal, and that's only online. I'm Zach Justice in real life. But besides that, thanks for having me.
Dropouts podcast, TikTok.
We quit it.
What's the dating show called?
We don't do it. We don't do any of that.
Okay. Well, never mind then. Yeah. Don't.
They don't do the dating show. They're just on it.
Okay.
No, we don't even do dropouts. Yeah, it's over. It's all over.
That's not true. I listened to an episode before he got here. That
and
wasn't
did
your
you
last
like it?
Episode.
No.
I thought it was pretty good for like the first 20 minutes.
Yeah. It's just hard
and I had to switch things up, you know?
Yeah. That makes
but
sense
if that's your thing, that's your thing. If you guys want to go check that out. But Zach, thank you so much for having us on. I promise your next birthday party, I will try my best to make
he
it.
He could commit. He's like,
Maybe.
Well, he's just never
here. Like, that is Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
My mom was in labor on Labor Day.
Oh, your mom Thank was you here. I met her.
Yeah.
At the party. What a nice lady.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah, no, she was so nice.
Good, good, good. You didn't like... She's not Jewish, just so you know.
Okay, I'm not trying to date your mom. Bro.
She wears thongs for comfort, okay? It's her comfort.
One of my friends, when I was little, he said, I want to floss my teeth with that.
Jesus.
Oh, my Jesus. God. You never forgot it, though. That's the stuff that stays
exactly.
with you, man.
Exactly. That's like your whole personality is from that.
Yeah.
There was one way your life could have gone, and then...
Come on, man.
That's
what I would say to him.
Well, I guess we'll end it there, folks.
All right.
Love you.
Take care, guys.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.